Hello and welcome to another Sunday edition of the True Sports Show on True Chat, broadcasting from Cincinnati, Ohio. My name's Cam Pierce.
I'm Mike Van.
I'm Matty Ice.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be picking week 7 of the NFL games. And remember how I told you we didn't know anything? Well, Mike Van knows more than Matty Ice and I, but we still are very, very unsure about how the NFL works, apparently, as Denver goes down to New York and all those things. So we'll talk about those results. Pick about 16 or 17 games for you later on the show. But my first opening question here, ladies and gentlemen, there was a bit of a spat, I would call it, going on in our group text between the three of us. And Mike Van, my first question to you of the day, you only get one chance. Would you like to rescind the $20 bet that you made on the Ohio State-Penn State game?
I would not.
All right.
Oh, yes. Thank God I get $20 back. Thank you, Mike Van.
Mike Van just bought 3 Vegas bombs at whatever whatever bar we were talking about earlier. Well, this bet that I was talking about is it's just a heads-up bet, who wins between Ohio State and Penn State. And Matty Ice has Penn State, and Mike Van has Ohio State. I just, after watching that game, Mike Van, last night, that Penn State game, and just watching them run all over a Michigan defense that has played very well, I mean, we knew Michigan wasn't going to win the game because they don't have an offense, and their quarterback's not very good, and that's a recipe for you don't win very many games for the rest of the year. But just to watch Saquon Barkley go to work on those guys, I don't know. I don't think we can neutralize a threat like that. But hey, maybe we can. So what makes you so confident in this game in particular?
Well, it's like I said in the text, boys. I believe that I may be the only true Ohio State Buckeye fan here because I'm always seeing a lot of hate from the both of you, always talking about all the downfalls of the team and how good every other team is other than the Buckeyes. And, you know, that's fine to point out the weaknesses every once in a while. But the fact of the matter is over the last 4 weeks, they have played much better. Has the competition been up to par? No. Clearly, we played bad teams. Rutgers, Maryland, and the list goes on. Just we haven't had great competition. I understand that. But the good thing is that we've seen in those games is that the Buckeyes have taken care of business like they've supposed to. I mean, they just beat Maryland, 66-0. They destroyed Rutgers. JT Barrett's getting into his stride of old. And like I told you guys, we have probably the best running back duo in the nation with Mike Weber and Dobbins. So, and then on top of having probably the best defensive line in the nation, yes, we have a young secondary, but, I mean, they're always going to struggle in the beginning of the season, but guys start to progress and get better as the season goes on. So, yes, Penn State is going to be a very tough game, but I think the biggest advantage that we have is it being in the Shoe, which is huge because we get to play in front of, you know, 105,000, 110,000 people on our home turf. You have JT Barrett, who's playing just as good as he has in the past. And then you have a two-headed monster at running back, which is just going to open the passing game even more for JT with those guys being able to do what they do. So, yes, Saquon Barkley is a stud. Trace McSorley is a stud. Penn State has a very good defense. But at the end of the day, Urban Meyer is going to be in the Shoe. He has the revenge factor, like you had pointed out in the text last night. And JT Barrett is playing as good as he ever has in these last few weeks. So for those reasons, I believe that Ohio State will beat the Nittany Lions on Saturday.
Well, there you go. This is definitely Ohio State's biggest game of the year, I'd say, especially since Michigan has not looked as strong as people predicted them to look. I'm telling you what, man. I saw all kinds of comments from Jim Harbaugh's seat is now warming in Michigan, which I think is absolutely BS. But there is a valid question to bring up about Michigan, and I find it just extremely interesting now that we've seen Penn State come from the ashes pretty much of what was just an awful, terrible scandal there. I'll pose this question to you guys. Why not? Will Michigan under Jim Harbaugh ever win a Big Ten title?
It's hard to say yes now, but I do think he is turning the program around. I think it's taking a little longer than I think we all thought. I just think it's a lot tougher to do, you know, when you don't have that big name of Urban Meyer that has already won championships in the NCAA. You know, Urban Meyer was a proven winner when he went to OSU, and Jim Harbaugh was just some successful NFL coach that went to a Super Bowl and lost it. So I think he's going to need a little more time than Urban Meyer. You know, we're comparing these two coaches, it seems like, and I just don't think that you can compare Urban Meyer to Jim Harbaugh. And I think that's the comparison we're all trying to make is, you know, when is Jim Harbaugh going to reach the Urban Meyer level of winning a championship almost right off the bat? And it's not going to happen.
Yeah, when you have coaches in the same conference as you named, Urban Meyer, James Franklin, Mike D'Antonio, it's going to be really tough, especially within your first 5 or so years, to go out and win a Big Ten championship. But I think he will. It's going to definitely take some time. The biggest thing that Michigan needs to focus on in their recruiting is a daggone quarterback, man. I mean, they cannot win with guys named John O'Korn and Wilton Spate. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You have to – I mean, you're one of the biggest programs, one of the best-known programs in the nation. You have to go out there and get yourself a quarterback. I mean, it's plain and simple. And until that happens, it doesn't matter who's coaching that program. They're not going to win a Big Ten championship. But I do believe here within the next, 4 or 5 years, that they will be one of the top two teams in the conference, and they'll end up winning a championship.
God, it's just got to be so, and I know this is going to feel weird. Another, add this up, Mike Van, for another tick of why I'm not an Ohio State fan, because I feel bad for Michigan fans right now. But there was so much hope when Jim Harbaugh came in, and now it's another year with two losses that they're probably not going to win a Big Ten title unless Ohio State beats Penn State, then Michigan beats Ohio State, and Michigan State and Penn State both slip up against teams they shouldn't. Which is a very far-fetched idea, at least I would think. even if Ohio State's able to beat Penn State, which I think Matty Ice and I are still on the side of, is not going to happen. I tell you
what. I mean, I'm banking on $20 next week, so I'm a pretty firm believer in that.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Saquon Barkley. Mike Fan, open your wallet.
Saquon Barkley winning the Heisman no matter what.
I'll have it open, ready to accept more money.
Ooh, all right. There you go. I'll
Penn State
like
party, you're invited, boys. Just to let you know. So
I may have to try and show up to that. I really might, because that is we doing another night game here. Is that another night game in the shoe?
No, it's 3:30.
Oh, it's a 3:30 game. Oh,
yeah, that's BS too. That should be a night game. Yeah. That would help OSU too. Like, that's helping Mike Van's bet. I want this to be a night game, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, of all the games that have been night games, this one should be. I mean, like, I know everybody, like the Rutgers of the world and those guys, want it to be night games, so the hype is there, and Ohio State's coming to town and helps them sell a bunch of tickets and get boosters involved and all those things. But, man, of all the games that aren't night games, Penn State probably should be one. It was a night game last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Interesting.
Yes, you should, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, man. All right. Let's talk the NBA for a second. I don't know if we're going to do the rank today there, Mike Van.
I want to ask this one question, okay, throwing out a grenade. Should Penn State be ranked number one over Alabama now? Because I'm saying yes. Penn State should be number one in the rankings now, because Alabama hasn't beat anybody to deserve that number one ranking.
I would agree with that.
I would also agree with that. Is it going to happen? Absolutely not.
No.
But because you can't supplant Alabama unless they lose or you beat them. They have that benefit of the doubt. Literally, I mean, they just beat Tennessee, who was ranked to start the season, but all of us in Big Ten country know that they're the most overrated team, probably next to Auburn every year in the country, and they just got smacked too. I tell you what, the SEC, I think, is weaker than both the ACC and the Big Ten, top to bottom, this year. I think they're really weak. I think they got two teams that are worth it, that are worth talking about, Georgia and Alabama. But I think a lot of other conferences, especially at their bottom feeders, are way better than the SEC right now. Big Ten best conference college football. Let's throw another grenade. Why not?
Yeah. I would agree with that. That's, I mean, we're talking with three homers, but still, I guess your only argument will what be the ACC?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, some people could argue the SEC. They got Alabama and they got Georgia. I don't know who else you would argue for. Florida, maybe, but I don't think they're that good at all. I think they've been one of the biggest pretenders for a while as well.
Yeah, I think you have to go Big Ten, or it's definitely between the Big Ten and ACC with Clemson, Miami, Florida State.
Mike Vann, you still alive over there?
Yep, I'm here. It's kind of breaking up again, but
he's just trying to search for that $20 he's about to give me.
Yeah, there it is, searching for the $20.
No, that is false. I'm just seeing here that the Big Ten has five legitimate teams this year. After that, it does drop off quite a bit. But especially if you want to talk about top heavy conferences, it's the Big Ten is the best, and it's really not even close.
Five is greater than two.
Yeah, there you go. ACC, I mean, they have what, two good teams? I mean, Clemson just lost to Syracuse, for the love of God. Virginia
and Miami. Miami hasn't really played anybody either.
Miami hasn't really played anybody, but they're undefeated.
Well, we'll see. We'll see them play somebody. If it's not next week, the week after, they're playing the Golden Domers in Miami. So, Miami Notre Dame, that should be a good one.
Notre Dame is one of those teams that has been under the radar all season. We'll finally get to see them play.
Yep, if they can beat an undefeated Miami team in Miami, whoo-hoo, that's a big win. We might be seeing Notre Dame up towards the top four here. I tell you what, if there's a team that I hate more than Michigan, it's probably the Notre Dame Golden Domers, man.
I'm with you on that one. Oh, I can't stand Notre Dame.
They feel like the Yankees of baseball to me. Or they feel like the Yankees of college football to me, where it just the arrogance, the pomp and circumstance around it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an outsider looking in. But
even then, I was cheering for the Yankees, man. Like, I really wanted to see a New York versus L.A. World Series, and
I did
Houston
as well.
Just ruined it.
Houston
Hell
did.
No.
You couldn't get on the young Yankees versus the L.A. because I would love to see L.A. just whip the crap out of them.
Ooh, I actually really like this conversation. Yes. Because that's the thing I've heard all, like, you either hate the Yankees no matter what, it's you hate them until the end of time, but now it seems like the Yankees have become that lovable young loser team, especially now that they dropped a 3-2 lead there in the American League Championship Series.
Yeah, I didn't want them to win at all. I just wanted them to get there, to get embarrassed, because I think LA is going to win the World Series pretty easily.
I think the Indians to beat them in the first round. What would have loved to see the Indians in the World Series again and hopefully actually win this season. But I'm telling you what, the Dodgers were the best best team all season. I don't see the Astros having much of a shot here. I mean, the only shot that they have is in their first two games when they have Keuchel and Verlander pitching.
Yep.
If they can't win those, they have no shot.
Yeah, they got to get both of those and get both of them back on the mound before the end of the series. That's the beginning and the end of that conversation, or they are toast. They have to get their starting pitching to just pitch lights out. And I don't know if it's going to happen, especially with
going up against Kershaw and Darvish and who's the other big name that they got. I just don't know, man. I don't think it's going to happen. The Dodgers have too much talent to lose this year.
Well,
and they're doing it all without Sager too, which blows my mind. If they get Sager back, it's not even going to be close.
My goodness,
it's going to come down to if Kershaw can actually pitch well when it comes down to the pressure, because we've seen in the past few years that he's struggled a little bit. And it's cost the Dodgers, you know, the series that they've been in. So if Kershaw can perform like the best pitcher in the league that we know he is during the regular season, he's had the Peyton Manning syndrome.
Yeah, I could feel that coming.
Yep. So I mean, if he can get the Tom Brady syndrome in, then I think that the Dodgers will have a good chance. I don't think they're going to sweep, but I think they will win in five.
Look at us talking baseball. Go
I was
us,
about
boys.
To say I made that noise when you had that Sager comment. I'm like, was that intelligent, awesome baseball commentary there by Matty Ice? My Lord. I tell you what, we are a wide range of talent here on the True Sports Show, and I dig it. So we gotta go quickly here with the NBA, but I do want to talk about it at least a little bit. God, I mean, we have not been on a show together since that Gordon Hayward injury. Oh, I just feel so bad. The Jeremy Lin injury too was rough. So God, we had two very brutal injuries to start the NBA season. So condolences to those guys. God, that's for Gordon Hayward, man. Like I got nothing, but you know, I was excited to see how he was going to play when he first got to get out of that Utah market and people were going to get to see him play. And then that happens game one, man. Yep. So rough. So rough. I don't know. I think the Celtics are still going to be okay. Especially if the beginning of the season is any indication, with a lot of the top teams struggling against teams they shouldn't be. The Warriors not looking like a cohesive group at all. A quote unquote big loss for the Cavs, even though they're 2-1, but they got smoked by the Magic. So shouldn't lose to that team, but maybe some of these young teams are coming up. I think your best looking team right now is very much the Bucks. I mean, Giannis right now, holy smokes, he's trying to get an MVP, huh?
Absolutely.
And he might be able to do it since he's in the East. I think that's going to be a really big big factor for Giannis, since he's playing in such a weak conference. That's going to give him an edge, because I don't know if he'd be able to do, because I think he's going to be able to put up big numbers this season. I don't think he'd be able to do it playing in the West. Also, are we ready to put Lonzo Ball in the Hall of Fame?
You mean after his 3 points to Patrick Beverley? No, I'll pass. I know he almost had a triple-double the next game, I know. But no, absolutely not.
Oh, Patrick Beverley ate him alive. Ate him alive. Oh, man. I tell you
and
what.
I don't think he would have done that if LeVar Ball would just be quiet, because I think that he is a target now. I will agree with that. I think everyone's targeting him because of the publicity.
Absolutely, he's a target now, and deservedly so, because his father won't shut his mouth. But let's not pin Lonzo Ball as being the innocent young man who just never says anything. Oh, it's all my dad. I don't say anything. I don't believe that about myself. No. Lonzo Ball is a pretty arrogant guy himself, if you have not noticed in some of the interviews he's done. That's what I get tired of. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, I feel so sorry for this young man. His father's putting all this pressure on him. No, Lonzo has put the pressure on himself, because he backs up everything that his dad says. So absolutely, he is a target. He should be a target. And, you know, You guys know how I feel about arrogant players, so I hope he gets shut down for the rest of the year. I hope that he's one of the biggest busts in NBA history. I don't think that's going to happen, because he does have talent, but I don't think he's going to be nearly as good of a player as what his father believes he's going to be and what he believes is going to be.
Yeah.
See, and that's why the show isn't as good, is because me and Mike Van keep agreeing on things, and the show's a lot better when me and Mike Van disagree, but I can't argue that. Like, that's spot on.
I mean, have you seen that reality show thing they do and post online? All you have to do is watch that, and you know how confident those kids are in themselves. I mean, it's their dad that does most of the talking on ESPN and First Take and all of that stuff. But, I mean, you just have to listen to them talk, even on that show that they self-produce and they can edit to make themselves look better. They still look a little arrogant. So, I don't know. I think you're right on that, but I think they've set themselves up to be in a fairly good position, whether or not the basketball thing works out, because they've already made themselves a brand. So,
do you really think? What are your thoughts? I'm curious on this potential lawsuit that they're going to have to do with the Big Baller brand, though. That is something I am really interested in seeing play out.
I haven't heard of it.
I haven't either.
Really, with it's not LaMelo, but the middle one, no one even knows his name, because he's not even that good. Yeah,
it's like
so
Michelangelo.
Pretty much the big deal is they're going to try to market this brand in the college level, which they're not allowed to.
Oh, yeah, you cannot.
So the NCAA could kick him out.
Huh. Well, yeah. I mean, that could be. Is he trying to wear the shoes?
Yeah, they're pretty much trying to market the brand, making profit off of a NCAA player.
But see, the schools are allowed to wear, you know, Nike or Adidas or whatever because what? They pay the school just because he wants to wear
Yeah.
something else. Then make a deal with the school. We already know that the whole Ball family is very tight with UCLA. Just make a deal with the basketball program. You can get that done easy peasy. And then what are they going to do? Sue you and then Nike for supporting, you know, the 100 schools they do or whatever? No, I think there's an easy fix for that. But I mean, maybe we're not thinking like I am, and maybe something bad happens, and then they have to deal with a lawsuit. So I'm not entirely sure on that, to be honest. But it seems like since I could think of that in 2 seconds, and I just heard of the lawsuit, they could also think of that. And but maybe they're in like a contract deal with whoever supplies the shoes, and they're trapped in that contract, and he's trying to break that contract. Then absolutely, they're in the wrong, and they just can't do that. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Was that a good enough answer to your question there, Matty Ice?
Yeah, no, I'm curious. Mike Fanda didn't have anything, but yeah, I will be very curious to see how it plays out.
Well, yeah, I didn't even know about the situation because I try to stay away from all the news feeds that feature this family because they just annoy the living hell out of me. But
That bad,
that's
huh?
the answer I wanted. That's honestly that's the one I wanted actually.
Oh,
So
there you go.
There
that's
you
my
go.
answer to your question. I cannot stand the Ball family.
All right, I like it. Oh, jeez. How many more? You said you didn't like arrogant players. Steph Curry getting there for you with the mouthpiece
Oh, he's
throwing?
been there,
Oh,
man. Are you
all
kidding
right.
me? Are
That's
you
also
kidding
the
me,
answer I
man?
wanted.
Oh my goodness, dude. Steph Curry, well, I mean, he can't really get me started on anybody on the Warriors roster, especially Snake Man himself. But boy, Steph Curry is not he's not the same humble dude when he as he was when he came in the league. He's a completely different guy. I get it because when he first came in the league, the Warriors weren't a very good team. He was just a kid trying to make a name for himself. But now that he's one of the better players in the league and they're on a good team and he's around guys like Kevin Durant and Draymond Green all the time, on and off the court, boy, just not the same guy anymore. Disappointing to see.
I'm seeing public perception kind of shift on that a little bit. I think maybe it's KD rubbing off. Maybe it's this most recent incident with the throw on the mouthpiece at the ref and everything. But everybody's starting to kind of. It's like what happened with LeBron after he, you know, after that first championship. It's like, yeah, we've seen LeBron. We've heard so much about him, but now it's starting to become a little arrogant. Now he's gonna go to Miami and all these things. And we're starting to get that with Steph. Obviously, he hasn't moved teams, but he's gained about as valuable of assets as LeBron did by moving to Miami. I'm starting to see that change a little bit on the Twitterverse that I like to follow. So I don't know. I think we're gonna start to see that this season is the Warriors are about to start to be vilified rather than, oh great, it's the Warriors again, more of a passive approach to it, if you
And
will.
deservedly so.
All
They
right
brought
there.
that upon themselves. On them.
Yeah, I will say I think it's the culture of, you know, you win, you get that publicity, and that grows your ego. And I think what's happening is their ego's grown a little more than their servant's towel. And when that happens, you know, you get that big ego, that winning culture that, you know, you think your crap doesn't stink. It still does, just like the rest of us. So I think everyone's starting to realize that these guys actually think they're that good, and it'll be curious to see how this all works out. Especially if, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm really hoping for one of these guys to go out for the rest of the season and get them down to a big three. Because if they get down to a big three, I think a team like Cleveland or OKC could really give them a run for their money.
Well, I think that Cleveland can win anyway if Derrick Rose stays healthy, which we've already seen he can't, so that's fantastic.
There it is.
But I think in the Western Conference, you know, I think when Kawhi comes back, which should be sooner rather than later, I hope so anyway, because that's my MVP pick. But I think the Spurs are always going to have a chance. I know they don't have the most talent, but they always play better than what's expected of them because of the cohesive unit that they have, and Greg Popovich is the best coach of all time. And I'll really be curious to see watching that Thunder game on opening night. I know they played the Knicks and it was opening night and yada yada yada. But watching those three play with Westbrook, George, and Carmelo. Westbrook was the least aggressive player on that team. He was the guy that was trying to be the facilitator. He's trying to figure out, you know, how to fit these guys in the offense. Once he figures out how to do that and also be the aggressive Russell Westbrook that we know and love, oh boy. I mean, even though we've talked about the Thunder do not have a bench whatsoever, that starting five, especially with those big three, I mean, they're going to have a chance to beat anybody if they can get that figured out.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. NBA is way too early for me to make an accurate judgment, but we'll leave it there. So let's start picking some NFL games, shall we? I've got our records here, and Mike Van has pulled ahead. I went 4-10, and Matty Ice, I believe, went 5-9, and Mike Van went 6-8. So none of us had a winning record last week. But Mike Van,
because it's the NFL, and no one knows who's good.
No, it is crazy how much parity is in the league this year. I just Mike Van's at 50-40. By the way, and you can do the math on the way down. He's technically at 51-40. Also a change. Matty Ice and I jumped off the Oakland bandwagon and went with KC because they lost their game against the Steelers, which we did not expect, and then they lost again in what was probably the best game in the NFL this year, and I think that's hard to argue the other way. So there you go. There is also that. Matt, did you want to expand on that? Or was that just...
I just want to know, boys... Who is good in this league? Can you even say? Because right now, like, I have my power ranking cans above my kitchen counter, and at number two, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you would have told me that I would have had the Philadelphia Eagles at number two in this league, I would have told you you're crazy. So all I know is the New England offense is good, the Denver defense is good, and
are they?
That's all I know.
Are they? They gave up 23 to
think. That-
They gave him 20.
I don't know who's
done.
Good in this league. I know that New England offense is good. That's the only thing I know. Their defense is crap, but I know the New England offense is good.
So
that's the only thing I know.
One in your power rank.
I was also going to ask that next.
Right now, pretty much for anyone who doesn't know, I bought the 36 pack of Bud Light that has all the team cans, and they're all above my kitchen counter, and I rearrange them every Tuesday after the NFL is done. And right now I'm still keeping Kansas City at number one, but I'm not positive. I'm not positive on that because it is the NFL, and my God, they all lose to games they should win. And this year has just baffled me.
If it's anybody right now, it's got to be Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. Philly's after KC's lost two games in a row. I mean, the Steelers have had Kansas City's number for years. So that shouldn't have shocked anyone. We discounted them, but I think you gotta look at that. Hopefully we don't look at it today because the Steelers have had the Bengals number for a number of years. So hopefully that's not true, what I just said. But with those two losses in a row, I think the Eagles are probably your only team. They come out and really smack the Redskins. I think they're very much your number one team right now. But I think anybody can win it, man. I think there is very little difference between these two teams in like a neutral site game. Like, are there any teams like besides for the bottom feeders that you know could not win the Super Bowl this year?
I like, just know that
Cleveland Chicago can't.
San Francisco.
San Fran can't.
Miami, New York. Those are the teams that I know for sure will not win. But other than that, I think, in Los Angeles, the Chargers.
No, I think you can count out a lot more teams. I mean, like the Cardinals can't win. The Jaguars can't win. Colts can't win. Titans can't win. I mean, there's a lot of teams there.
Even with Andrew Luck, believe. Colts can't win?
Huh?
Even with Andrew Luck, Colts can't win?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
There is no, absolutely not. No way. I truly, when you get down to the bottom of it, I think the only teams that really have a shot this year are the Eagles, the Raiders, Chiefs, Patriots, Falcons, Steelers,
Seahawks.
Carolina. I'm putting Dallas in there, too.
I don't think the Seahawks can. I don't think there's no way the Cowboys can. I'll tell you that right now.
Really? Because I'm not putting them out
defense.
The way they're.
They have zero defense. There's no way they can win a Super Bowl.
Well, I tell you what, I think Matty Ice is the only real Cowboys fan here because because I'm telling you, they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
What about the Rams? Because I'm not discounting the Rams.
I think the Rams can win the Super Bowl. I think there's a lot more team, but I think the Broncos can win the Super Bowl. Their defense starts churning. They can obviously win it. I think if the Redskins come out and smack the Eagles around at least a little bit, they could win the Super Bowl. I think they got a team going.
So can we all agree that there's not a single elite team this year at all?
Oh, I agree. I agree with that 100%. All right. Well, I think we can agree that there are no elite teams in the NFL, but let's see if we can pick some games here. Possibly a little better than we did last week. At least that is the dream. Mike Vann, you are up first, my friend. It is the Buccaneers at the Bills. Are you going to go with the Bills Mafia here? They are favored by 3 at home. God, I tell you what, your Buccaneers at 2-3, man. What the hell happened?
That's a great question. I've been very disappointed to see Tampa Bay so far this year. They've been in a lot of games where they could have won. I mean, they just lost by 5 last week. They lost by 5 to New England. I mean, they've been in every game they've played, but boy, they got to find a way to get it done, and they just haven't been able to do that. Jameis has thrown a lot of picks and big situations like we know he usually does, but eventually he's got to grow out of that. And I don't know if that happens this week or not. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers because I just don't have any faith in that Buffalo offense. It's a little too early for me as far as being able to see what type of weapons they have. Really, the only weapon that everybody knows that the Bills have is Shady McCoy. Other than that, I mean, you take your pick. So I'm going to go Buccaneers here, but boy, they got to get something turned around because they have enough talent to be a playoff team. It's about putting it together and getting it done, and they need to start that this week.
I'm going to go Buffalo because of football in general. This just seems like a stereotypical Tampa Bay loss at Buffalo. That's really all I got. Both of these teams, I think, I don't know why Buffalo's even favored by 3. I think this should just be a straight-up pick-em game. But I'll go Buffalo because I need to get a pick-up on Mike Vann.
I'm also going to go Buffalo, also for that reason, because Mike Vann is in the lead. But I just think the Bills are a better team here. Plus, they're coming off a little more rest than the Buccaneers are. I don't know if their bye was the week before or not. I like Tyrod Taylor. I think he's going to be a nice serviceable quarterback until they can get their real franchise guy. I think the Bills are going to come out and have a nice, 9-7 season this year. I really think they're that good of a team when it comes to, the defensive side of the ball as well as their offense being serviceable. Go ahead.
Sorry. What are the records so far? When you said them, I didn't hear you. It cut off.
Oh, you are 50-40. Matty Ice is 49-41, and I am 48-42.
Okay. Gosh, man, those are some ugly records right there.
They are not great. They are not great. I'll tell you that. So, all right, next game here, Matty Ice. It's the Panthers at the Bears. Carolina's favored by 3. It's going to be 68 and cloudy at Soldier Field today. So, let me know, Matty Ice, what you got in this one.
I guess I'll go Carolina. They look to be for real, but once again, I'm still not sure. That's really all I got on this one. I think Mitchell Trubisky actually is going to look like a good pick for Chicago. So I think they might actually have a good quarterback there. But I think Cam Newton, Panthers, coming off of a bye, I think Carolina wins.
Luke Kuechly back this week? Or are we still in concussion protocol with that guy?
Isn't he always in concussion protocol?
Right, all right, you two. I'm still going to pick Carolina. But I'm not going to feel good about it because every time I pick Carolina, they end up losing. And then every time I don't believe in them, they come out and they beat the Patriots or something crazy. So I'll pick Carolina, but I won't feel good about it.
Yeah, Matt was right last week when he picked Chicago over Baltimore. He said it felt like it was one of those NFL games. And honest to God, this kind of seems like one of those as well. I don't know if I have the guts to pick the Bears. The Panthers, I don't know. I can't call them elite for sure because they're way too inconsistent for that. Cam is a great quarterback, but he just goes through stretches every season where he just struggles, man. And I just don't understand it. He's too good of a player to be mediocre like that, have stretches of mediocrity. But I'll go ahead and pick the Panthers in this one. But I'm not super confident. I think the Bears could win this game.
Speaking of winnable games, I you know, the Browns are 0-6 here, and I don't think this is one of them. The Titans are going to come to town. You can get into this game for $6, by the way. So if you're in the Cleveland area listening to this this show and you got nothing going on, $6, you can go in and watch a Browns game if you want. I'm going to pick the Titans because picking the Browns is a bad idea. That's the end of my take.
Yeah, there's not much of a take here. But, man, I really hope the Titans can get it together because I really do think they're a good team. If Mariota can stay healthy, I think they will make the playoffs. But that Texans game a few weeks ago really scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But hopefully they can bounce back and continue to roll here. They need to beat the Browns, and they need to beat them bad.
Yeah, if Mariota wasn't playing, I would have picked the Browns just because I think this is the NFL game of the week right now. Just the stereotypical NFL, and that's why the Browns win. But with Mariota playing, I guess I'll go to Tennessee. And I for God's sakes, the AFC South, it's like no one even wants to win the division. It's like they just look at each other like, we don't want to win, do you guys? No? All right. Then at the end of the year, it's like, oh, hey, you won, but you weren't even trying to win.
You win 8-8. Congratulations. Here's your AFC South title and a playoff berth. Oh, man, I tell you what. Next, a game that was robbed of us here a little bit. Saints at Packers. The Saints are favored by 3.5. That would not be the case if Aaron Rodgers didn't break his... did we end up knowing that was collarbone for sure? I know that was the initial report, but I didn't look at the official. But regardless, something in his throwing shoulder is broken and no longer works. So it will be not Aaron Rodgers. It will be Brent Huntley? I believe it's Brent Huntley for the Packers. Mike Vann, who you got in this one?
Well, this would have been a really good game because the Saints have come along here in the past few weeks, especially having a big win last week. But, you know, with the injury to Aaron Rodgers, which is heartbreaking, especially to my 1-5 fantasy team, it's
hey, you got a win?
Yeah, I did, and I play you this week. I beat Matty Ice last week. Time to beat you this week.
Well, that's your dream.
Well, yeah, it is kind of a dream. But no, I think the Packers are really going to struggle, boys, without Aaron Rodgers. You know, you have basically a rookie quarterback in Brent Hundley from UCLA. He's a two-year guy, but he never played last year, obviously. There was a lot of conversation about bringing in Colin Kaepernick, which – I don't think would be a terrible idea because let's face it here. I mean, Colin Kaepernick is better than a lot of these backup quarterbacks in the league, and he's just getting blackballed right now. But I'm going to go with the Saints in this one because they're playing extremely well now that Adrian Peterson is gone. I think they are going to be able to figure out their offense a little bit better now that they don't have to worry about fitting him into the scheme. Mark Ingram had a breakout game last week, so I think the Saints are going to win this one.
All right, you guys ready for my hot take of the day?
Uh-oh.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers is out for the season. That's terrible for Green Bay. But I think it is also the best thing to happen to Green Bay. And this is why. Aaron Rodgers has been keeping some top-level executives employed for a little too long. And I think what's going to happen here is since he is now out, they're going to realize how terrible this team really is and how good their quarterback really is. And I think Green Bay is going to realize that they need to get rid of a lot of these top-level executives and realize that they need to get Aaron Rodgers weapons for him for next season. And I think that's what's going to happen. New Orleans is going to win this game. But like I said, I think this is going to be an awakening for Green Bay to realize just how terrible their team really is.
See, I don't agree with that. I think that they do have a lot of talent on the offensive side. The one issue that they have right now,
they have injuries. A wide receiver as a running back.
They do have that.
See, I don't agree with that at all. You know, when you say that they need to take their best player out to realize all their weaknesses, I think that what you just said is their only weakness. They have Ty Montgomery at running back who should go back to wide receiver. They clearly need to draft a running back or get somebody in free agency in the offseason or trade for somebody or something needs to happen. Clearly, you're not going to have much success when you cannot run the ball. But, I mean, when you look at their offense, Jordy Nelson, if you can bring Ty Montgomery back into a wide receiver position, you still have Devontae Adams, you have Randall Cobb, you have Martellus Bennett at your tight end. I mean, there's – in my opinion, there's absolutely not a shortage of talent on the offensive side of the ball.
There is when they all get injured, boy.
Well, that is true to a point, but this season they have stayed healthy for the most part. I know Randall Cobb got that really big hit on him not too long ago, but he came back the next week. So the wide receivers, for once in their lives, have actually stayed healthy this season.
Devontae Adams got annihilated. It was a night game. It was one of the primetime games. He's the one that got the blow to the head.
Oh, it was Devontae Adams that got annihilated. Yeah. But he came back the next week.
Did he really?
So I never think it's a good idea to have your best player go out to make the owners of the team realize what type of a terrible team you have. Because I don't think the Packers do have a terrible team. They just have a really tough time running the ball because they don't have a true running back in the backfield. So other than that, I think the Packers never want to have a superstar legend like Aaron Rodgers go down.
But what I'm saying is,
it's a blessing.
Those guys that you just listed, they're only good because of Aaron Rodgers. Besides, I'll give you Jordy Nelson and maybe Martellus Bennett, who's been playing very subpar this year. I think Aaron Rodgers is making these guys look good, and you're about to find out that these guys aren't really that great, especially with a backup quarterback, and I think their defense is subpar, and I think Aaron Rodgers is even helping the defense out by keeping them in the game and keeping things interesting. So I really think I don't know what Green Bay's schedule is the rest of the year, but I will give them maybe 2 wins.
Come on.
Oh, we're going to do this? Are we about to do this right now?
Oh, we do not.
Saints, loss. Lions, loss. Bears.
You already had the schedule pulled up.
Bears, that's an NFL game, so they're going to lose that game. Yep, Ravens, okay. The win against the Ravens. Steelers, that's a loss. That's... Bucks, that's another NFL game. Toss them up. Browns, that's
then
a loss.
He saw the Browns. Then he saw the Browns. Then he saw the Browns. He was going to give them a win at the Buccaneers. Then he was like, uh-oh, the Browns are still on the schedule. That's 3 wins.
Panthers, that's a loss. Vikings, loss. Lions, loss.
I couldn't even see your face, but I could tell you were like, Buccaneers, that's an NFL game. Oh, crap, I can't make them lose this one because then they'd have 3 wins because of the Browns. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm seeing at least 4 wins for the rest.
Oh, 4! Get the hell out of here!
Oh, wow! I'm 4. You are very aggressive on this point, Matty Ice. I tell you what, wowee, we got it.
Sucks.
We gotta move on. Green Bay sucks. Apparently, I'm breaking this up.
I'm picking New Orleans, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm picking New Orleans as well. We don't have time for my hot takes. Jaguars against the Colts. Please, Matty Ice, give us your sage opinion on this wonderful matchup.
God, another NFL game, but I guess I'll go Jacksonville. I'm not confident at all.
No, I'm going to go Jags as well, but I hate it. I hate it a lot. The Jacksonville disappointed the hell out of me last week. Man, I thought they were going to come out and really prove who they are. I hope they can against a Colts team who also is waiting to get bailed out by their first-round draft pick quarterback. And it may not happen this year. It doesn't look like it. Do we have a timetable yet for Andrew Luck coming back?
No timetable.
Well, I wanted to
say, Teddy Bridgewater's about to come back before Andrew Luck.
That dude's knee was absolute, like, destroyed. They thought he was never going to play again, and he's going to come back before Andrew Luck. Man, I tell you what. So I'll go Jags just because I hate the Colts roster. That's a game I'm going to have to watch next week because I picked it wanting to see Andrew Luck. That was a mistake. So I'll be at the Bengals-Colts game next week hating myself.
Yeah, I'll go Jags as well. I'm with you, Cam. They had a chance to prove their worth last week, and they proved that they're still not a good team. So.
I know. Cam, but dude, they even had that time advantage of the playing a West Coast team, but Matty Ice still got the pick right.
Yeah, that's correct. Mike Van, did you pick the Jags there?
Yes, I did.
All right, great. Next, the Cardinals and the Rams. Boy, AP came out and played him a ball game yesterday, huh? I tell you what, just got to get the man motivated, and he runs like he's 25 again, spry and ready to rock. I'm going to pick the Rams. How are the Cardinals still 3-3? They should be way worse than this. I guess it's their defense and that secondary that they have that's still very good, probably the most underrated in the league just because their offense is kind of poopy. But if Adrian Peterson keeps playing well, who knows? They may have that he won't be David Johnson, obviously, but he could be serviceable enough to get them close to the playoffs. I don't think into the playoffs, but I'll pick the Rams. But I don't know. These are two more teams that I thought I knew, and I apparently don't.
Upset alert of the week with Adrian Peterson coming onto this roster. I think it's going to revamp, you know, his last year or two in the league. He played excellent last week. He's on my fantasy team, and he's going to eat up Cam Pierce. So I'm going with Arizona in this one.
Arizona has to be like the all-star retirement team with Carson Palmer, Adrian Peterson, and Larry Fitzgerald. I think Los Angeles is the truth, and I think they win themselves a ball game here.
There you go. I like it. Mike Vann, pick this wonderful game of the Jets against the Dolphins.
Dude.
For AFC East supremacy.
If this isn't the pick 'em game of the week, I don't know what it is. This is absolutely like the most evenly matched teams you could possibly have. My God, the Jets have 3 wins this year. That just lets you know right there that nobody knows anything about the NFL.
And they're better than your Cowboys and my Bengals.
I know.
So there's
that. It's a very sad story. Very sad story. I never thought I was going to pick the Jets once this year because I thought they were going to go 0-16. I'm going to pick the Jets here because I never, ever will trust Jay Cutler, and we all know that. So I'm going Jets.
J-E-T-S.
And they almost beat the Pats last week.
I was wondering who was going to bring it up, because I was.
No, the New England Patriots secondary, like I could play freaking DB better than them. God, it's awful. Oh, it's awful. The most tragic story of this is who the hell in the right mind would pay $33 to go to this game.
Hey, I got it for $38 on my side here.
I'll go Miami because of football.
I'll go the Fish because I'm doubling down on going against Mike Vann here on these pick 'em games because I think we may be able to take the lead here here Matty Ice. The strategy is coming into place. Next we got another I tell you what, the Ravens and the Vikings. Matty Ice, are you going to pick your mortal enemy, the Baltimore Ravens, for AFC North supremacy?
That whole Minnesota, I guess, because football.
There you go.
Once again, that's my analysis. I'm not going to pretend to know like what I'm talking about with some of these teams.
You know, you're picking the Minnesota Vikings, led by Sam Bradford, to go 5-2.
Yeah, because of football.
All right. I'm gonna pick Minnesota. I still don't think the Ravens are very good, and they're 3-3. So, but what the hell do I know? Minnesota. I think they're a good team. I think they've got things going for them, but Dalvin Cook wouldn't have went out. I think they're probably up there in the NFC right now just because there's no elite teams, and Philadelphia is the only one that's really set themselves apart. If the Vikings can get everybody rocking and rolling, is Stefon playing today? Anybody know? Bueller?
Not to my knowledge.
Who knows?
Who cares? Honestly, who cares?
Yeah, why not? The Ravens, they're not throwing on the Ravens anyway. So, and the Ravens can't score either, so this is just going to be, you know, whoever gets away. Maybe Adam Thielen will get a nice touch today for you fantasy guys out there. I'll go Minnesota.
Well, hopefully you might want to recant that because he's on my team.
Well, you know what? You know what? You're 1-5, man. If you want to beat me, I'm okay with that. I am.
I will soon be 2-5, though, so it's okay. I'm going Vikings here. No, not much to talk about. The Ravens are a bad team, but the Vikings really need Bridgewater to come back soon.
So I'm picking this one first, and it's another stinker. If the 49ers are involved, it's a terrible game. But it's the Cowboys at the 49ers, 4:05 start there on the West Coast. I'm going to pick the Cowboys, but if they don't look very good in this game, Mike Vann, you may want to throw in the towel here.
Oh, I've already thrown in the towel as far as, you know, going to the playoffs. I don't think it's going to happen. They just flat out don't have a defense this year. They'll win this game. They could make the playoffs, but as far as Super Bowl goes, there's absolutely no chance. But, boy, they better beat the freaking 49ers.
Just to hammer down my point of the NFL,
no, you're not.
Dallas has the largest spread of the week at plus six. So I'll go Dallas. But yeah, that just shows how no one knows what they're talking about in the NFL.
There you go. Mike Vann, I tell you what, here's another game that, I don't know, the Giants don't have receivers, but they can beat Denver, I guess. the Seahawks are going to the East Coast, but it's a 425 game, so no Cam Pierce take here. To play the Giants, they're favored by 3.5. Besides for the Bengals and the Steelers, it's probably the most toss-up game of the day, I'd say. Who you got here?
That game last week was the prime example of what the NFL has been this year with the Giants.
Absolutely.
The Giants and the Broncos was the prime of example of no one knows what in the world they're talking about this season. The Giants, there's no way they should win this game with having the injuries that they do. So I'm going Seahawks, but let's not act like the Seahawks are an elite team anymore.
Yeah, I guess I'll go Seattle, I guess. That's my official pick.
The Giants are too decimated. I can't imagine Eli Manning picking apart the Legion of Boom, who's still pretty good, Richard Sherman or not. So I guess I meant depending on your opinion on Richard Sherman or not. Whatever. I can't speak words, and because of that, Seahawks, I guess. There you go. I'll go with the same Matty Ice pick. Oh, please, God. This game is just going to take my soul from me, but we got Bengals at Steelers. This show up or shut up game for the Bengals here, which they don't do well with. So, Matty Ice, give me your pick.
I'm going Cincinnati because of football.
There you go. I like it. I'm going Cincinnati too because they're coming off a bye. At least we're healing up a little bit, besides for Eifert, and I think Cincinnati wins this one outright. Because I think they need to. I think this is their
just,
statement.
Just say because
here.
Of football.
But sure, because of football.
You're just setting yourself up for failure and for heartbreak, Cam.
Hey, man.
Especially in the Steel City. I'm sorry, I just don't see it happening, especially with the big win that the Steelers had last week against the Chiefs. I don't see them losing this game, especially at home.
Fair enough. Ah, man, I wish. I tell you what, I'm going to pick Denver in this next game because you can't trust the Chargers. It's Denver at the Los Angeles Chargers. You can get into this game in a crappy soccer stadium in Carson, California, for $138. Almost the most expensive game of the day. I'll pick Denver.
Boy, this is one of those pick'em games, too, after the showing Denver had last week.
Nah.
But, boy, I'll tell you, when there's more away fans than there is home fans in San Diego or in Los Angeles, or in this case, Carson, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to have to go Broncos here, man. The Chargers are going to have about 10 fans there, so I got to go Denver.
Yeah, I don't know why ESPN is saying at Los Angeles, because that's just wrong.
It is wrong.
I guess maybe a neutral site. half the fans are probably like cheering for their number one team's not even like remotely in the area. So I guess I'll go Denver because the defense is good. I think their defense is good, and that's about all I have.
I'm telling you, so stupid to have these teams move to Los Angeles because. St. Louis had a diehard fan base. San Diego had a diehard fan base. Oakland, you know, when they moved to Las Vegas, they have a diehard fan base in Oakland. Just, I hate to see this, man. It's really a shame.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know. Moving teams is always weird to me because it's never going to be like an immediate positive right away because you got to build your fan base. And I don't know. I don't know why the NFL decided to move everybody all at once, make their league look kind of weak and kind of flimsy, and plus they have the concussion stuff going on and all the things surrounding the NFL right now with the anthem protests. I don't know. Not a good time. Not a good time for this.
Hey, you know what team I can't wait for them to leave?
Who's that?
the Columbus crew. Get the hell out of the city and give me less traffic.
There you go. God, that's probably the most controversial thing you've said, because I have seen so much outrage from that. So many people are mad. Well, I think this, even though I think the Bengals and the Steelers game is going to be very good, I think this probably is your best game of the day, and it's your Sunday night game, but feel free to disagree. It's the Falcons at the Patriots. The Pats are favored by 3 at home. Really loving that home field advantage, or I think this would be a pick 'em at a neutral site here. Rematch of the Super Bowl. Mike Vann, who you got?
The Falcons have not looked like a defending runner-up to the Super Bowl last year. They just look like an average ball club so far. Haven't been able to figure out anything on the offensive or defensive side. Tom Brady's making another case for an MVP run. I mean, he's been the best quarterback in the league up to this point. As far as stats go, I mean, we know overall he's best quarterback in the league still. But I'm going Pats here. I think Tom Brady continues to tear it up. And who knows? I mean, wouldn't it be crazy? But it could definitely happen. Him winning a freaking MVP at the age of 40.
Yeah, I don't know why there's a spread on this. Because Seattle has an air attack, or Atlanta has an air attack. So that's just poison to the New England, because they don't know how to cover anybody. Stephon Gilmore is not going to be playing. Eric Rowe is not going to be playing. I'm picking New England because I'm a homer, and a 40-year-old is keeping the New England Patriots season intact.
I'm picking ATL, boys. I think this is going to be an upset according to the spread here, but I agree with Matty Ice. This is a pick'em for sure. And the Patriots, the secondary has shown me nothing. They've shown me nothing to get excited about. I think the Falcons win them a ball game here and get back into the season. But hey, it's the NFL, so what the hell do I know? Matty Ice, our Monday nighter here, Redskins at the Eagles. Eagles favored by 4.5. Who you got here at Lincoln Financial?
You know, Philadelphia is winning because they have one of the few quarterbacks in this league that is actually playing to win the game and not playing just not to lose. Carson Wentz actually, you know, takes some risks, and he actually is not afraid to get hit, which will change in a couple of years. But right now, he's playing young. He's playing great. The Eagles look like they could possibly be the best team in the league, which is exactly why I'm going to go Washington.
I believe Philly is the truth. I think at least one of the truths that we know. I think Philly wins them a ball game here. I think they got one of the best records going in to the playoffs this year. I'll go Philly.
I'm actually with Matty Ice, and I think the Redskins are a good team, man. And if they win this ball game, I think they'll prove that they're for real. I think either way, unless Philadelphia gets ran out of the building in their own building against the Redskins, I think they're legitimate either way. But I got Washington winning this game, man. I think Kirk Cousins needs a statement win, and that tomorrow night would be that statement win.
All right, we got two games next week to pick. Thursday nighter, Dolphins at Ravens. By the Lord.
Wait, no. Who are you picking?
Huh? I picked Philly. I picked you, Dingus. Were you listening? Did you zone out?
I was too focused on my own hot takes.
Hey, fair enough. I got Baltimore because I got them losing the week before, and I think Baltimore is probably an 8-8 football team. So I'll continue. I'll continue that. But what do I know?
I got Baltimore as well.
This game is poopy. But hey, other Thursday night games have been good. So there's that.
Sure. Even that Niners Rams game a few weeks ago was good.
Yeah,
so.
It was. We thought that game was going to be crap.
I'll go Miami just to try to get a pickup on you guys.
There you go. I like it. I like your strategy. And we got one in London, the Vikings and the Browns. We are sorry to our friends across the pond. I don't know why we send you the Cleveland Browns every year. Maybe because we don't want them here. That might be the reason. Mike Vann, it's your pick first, but I don't know why anyone would pick the Browns.
Vikings. That's it.
Seahawks.
Yeah, the NFL should probably issue an apology for this game. To show, I mean, heck, it's on NFL Network. It's not even on like a major major network. They didn't even want this game. They'd rather stick to their like morning info commercials. So I'll go Minnesota.
Their morning infomercials. They can make more money off the slap chop than they can this game. So they wanted to keep that guy rolling. They're like, ah, crap. We have to put this game on and get people
put
up.
On Sponge Daddy.
Yeah, Sponge Daddy. There you go. I like it.
It's Scrub Daddy.
It is. Oh, it's Scrub Daddy, though. I love it. Oh, man. Well, thanks.
God, just don't show me Sam Bradford and Deshaun Kaiser.
Sam Bradford.
Kevin Hogan.
Yeah. No, it's Kaiser this week.
Are they going back to Kaiser?
He got the job back, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
What happened to Kessler? What in the world happened to Cody Kessler?
He ran away. Bad. He ran away.
they should give him a shot over these two guys. They've proven they're bad.
Yeah. The Browns will be bad forever, guys. I think it's time to just accept that fact. The Browns are just going to be crap for the rest of the time they're in Cleveland, because that's just
they could have had Deshaun Watson, but no,
they could have. Oh my God, I watching that game literally for a Cleveland Browns fan must have been like just poking yourself with a sewing needle for just 3 hours.
Like, you're telling me we could have had that
guy? We could have had that guy who literally has brought the Texans. Is Texans a Super Bowl contender? Yay or nay?
Nay.
Was that a no from you as well, Mike Van?
Yeah, that was a nay. There's no possible way.
Oh, no possible way. I disagree with that, but I think
because they're in the AFC South,
completely depleted right now. No way.
All right. Well, I think they can.
Not with a rookie quarterback either.
I think they can win the AFC South. The AFC South is garbage, so they can at least get to the playoffs. But
yeah.
But not a Super Bowl contender. All right, fair enough. All right, well, it's been an hour-long show, so we're terribly sorry about that. But there was a lot of news to cover. We had three sports. We got into baseball there about 15 minutes in, and I knew this was going to be a long one. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a wonderful Sunday watching your NFL games. I know there's not a ton of great ones, but hopefully your team wins. My name's Cam Pierce.
I'm Mike Van.
I'm Eddie Ice.
We will see you next time on the True Sports Show. Be the Change.